Good morning. What a blessing it is to be here with all of you today. I'd like to ask you to pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father God, we praise you. Thank you, God, for giving us life and allowing us to be here today. God, I ask that you would open our eyes and our hearts to your word. Open our eyes and our hearts to your Holy Spirit. And God, may you be glorified this morning. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to thank you for being here.
想要感谢大家今天来到这儿。And
I want to ask you a question. I'm going to give you a scenario and I want you to think about what you would do.
想要给大家一个问题，给大家一个场景，然后让大家来听了以后感受一下你会怎么做。How
many parents do we have here this morning?
我们在座的有哪些是父母？
Raise your hand.
行，把你的手举起来。How
many of you have ever been a child? Raise your hand.
然后你是作为儿女的话，也请你举手。Everybody,
everybody.
所有人都是。Okay.
All right. Well, think about this. What if you had a teenage child and you asked them to clean their room?
然后想这么一个场景，如果你有一个孩子，那他是一个，对吧？一个少年期，然后呢，他你想问他来去清理他、打扫他房间。
I want to share with you three responses that they might give you.
我想跟大家分享一下，这个孩子可能会给你个三种不同的答案。And
you tell me what you think.
然后你告诉我你听了以后怎么想。The
first one, your child says, "Dad, I really enjoyed listening to what you just said, and I was really convicted about cleaning my room. I will pray about it and get back to you."
那一种情况就是，老爸，非常 喜欢听你说的，然后也是想要这么做，不做的话感到这个有罪恶感，然后是想要去清理我房间，但是呢，我也为此祷告。What
if they said this, "Dad, I heard what you said and I'm studying three books that I bought about cleaning my room. I also found a powerful song that I like to sing about cleaning my room."
然后你又听到另一种答案，就是啊，爸，我这个为了要整理我房间、打扫我房间，我为此买了三本书。然后呢，我又突然间喜欢这么一个歌，它会给我力量。然后这支歌是关于怎么样打扫卫生的。How
about this last one, Dad? I heard what you said. I did some research. I looked it up in Hebrew and I looked it up in Greek. And I will meet with my small group later this week so that we can discuss and talk about cleaning my room.
然后又有另一种答案，就是啊，这个老爸，我听到你说的话了，然后我也查看一下关于打扫的一些相关资料，然后是希伯来语还有希腊文的，然后呢，我也会跟我的小组一起来讨论关于怎么样打扫卫生。If
my son responded to me in this way, I would think that he is crazy.
如果我的儿子是这么回答我的话，我觉得他肯定是疯了。If
I ask my son to clean his room, I expect him to clean his room.
如果我问我的儿子去打扫他的房间的话，那我想是他应该要完把它完成了。Any
other response would be unacceptable.
那所有的一些借口的答案的话都是不能接受的。Because
the proper response would be to obey what I asked him to do and to do it.
那么一个正确的合理的一个回答就是，听我的话，然后遵我所说的，然后去做。
Now, a lot of us laugh and we chuckle because this scenario is so ridiculous, it's so far-fetched, isn't it?
那所有人都听到这样的一个回答的话，可能都在你大笑，然后会想这实在是太可笑了，而且这样的就是难以置信。Nobody,
none of you at least would act like this in real life, right?
我想应该在座多少听到了这样的一个问题的话，你们如果要去做，应该不会像这个孩子这样回答。
Yes, to me this is ridiculous, but if I'm really honest with myself, I must admit that I act like this sometimes in regards to God's Word.
是，听起来确实很可笑，但有时候我所行的，有时候就像这个儿子回答一样，当听到神的话语的时候，有时候我不是去行，而我是逆向而行。
I've been a pastor for over 10 years now, but I've been a Christian for almost 30 years.
那我呢是作为牧师已经是有十年了，然后作为一个基督徒已经有三十年。
I've read, I've studied, I've taught countless lessons and sermons about the commands of Jesus Christ, like His command to love like He loves us.
我已经是读过，然后也学过很多，给予很多一些讲道，关于怎么样去教导，怎么样是像基督一样去做。然后我也是自己在里头也是。
And yet I often find myself making excuses for not loving others like Jesus loves me.
然后这个其中的话也是给自己找了很多理由很多借口想去做但是却没有做像基督一样去爱他人。
Let me give you an example.
给你一个例子。
My wife Debbie has always felt and had a broken heart for orphans.
我的妻子 Debbie 牧师的妻子那总是对于这个弃婴或者是在孤儿院里面的孩子总是有一个心肠软心肠。
And when she brought up the idea of adopting a child, I initially said no.
但是如果她提到了想要去领养一个孩子的时候我的回答是不。
Do you want to know why I said no?
你们想要知道我的答案是什么吗？
Well, I'm going to tell you.
那我会告诉你。
I said no because I'm busy. It's expensive. It might make me uncomfortable. It's a lot of work to have another child. And I might have to sacrifice too much.
那我的回答说拒绝呢是因为我的理由是我忙然后这个照顾领养孩子也是花费很大。然后我也是觉得不是很安适很舒适去照顾就是里头有很多的工作并且的话我将会牺牲很多。
But what happened to the command to love like Jesus?
那但是当我们来到神的诫命要去爱他人如爱耶稣一样呢
But hey, I really enjoyed that message the other week that Pastor Michael gave about the love of Jesus Christ.
但是我另一天的话我又是听到了这个牧师 Michael, 他所讲的道要怎么样去爱耶稣的时候。
And I really learned a lot as I prepared for the lesson that I just taught last week about the command of Jesus to love like he loves me.
然后我也是准备了这么样一个教导然后我也是教导大家在上一周是教导大家耶稣基督的诫命就是要爱人如己爱他一样。
But I said, I really don't think it would be wise for us to bring a child that has no family, that has no home, into our family and into our home.
但是当遇到这么一个事情的时候，我所想的就是，这在想象当中并不是非常带智慧的啊，怎么把一个孩子领到家里头，啊，孩子就是没有家，没有任何的亲戚。
Dear friends, do you see a disconnect here?
啊，大家。亲爱的弟兄们姊妹们你看到这里头是不是有一个断接
Do you see my problem? Do you see my sin?
你看到我的这个想法的问题所在以及我的罪恶吗
See, in that moment, I was guilty of rejecting the word of God.
在那一刻我自己感到了罪恶因为我拒绝了神的话语。
And I rejected the word of God because of my own selfishness and my desire for comfort.And safety.
我拒绝神的话也是因为我的自私还有我自己的欲望所导致想要自己感到舒适。
And ultimately God dealt with my heart.
然后最终神对我进行了一些作为。
And we decided to move forward with adopting a child.
然后最后我们决定领养一个孩子。
And so I could go on to talk about all the ways that God has provided for us as we ultimately decided to start this process of adopting a little girl.
然后我们最后的决策也是因为神的作为让我感到所以我跟妻子最后决定去领养一个孩子。
And the same way I could go on to talk about the many other areas of my life that God is still refining to conform to His word.
然后我也是可以讲到其他的一些地方但神也借此来通过其他的地方来让我知道来重新塑造我让我能够尊崇他。
But one of the clear lessons that my wife and I have come to learn in this process is that we never want to be content with simply hearing and knowing about the Word of God and not acting on it.
那在这里的话，我跟我妻子 Debbie 一起学到了这一个功课，就是我们在这一个当中这个过程当中，我们不能满足于只是神的话语，只是听到了知道了神的话而不去行。
We don't want to reject God's word, even when it's hard, even when it requires sacrifice. We want to obey no matter what.
而我们不是应该要拒绝神的话语，即使我们听到了是非常的困难的去行，而且需要很多的牺牲，但是我们一定要去遵从。
Because following Jesus is more important than following anyone and anything else in the world.
因为跟随耶稣是非常困难的，比跟随其他的人在这世界中更为困难。更为重要。
And here's the key truth that I want to share with you this morning.
然后今早的重要的信息是在这。
Genuine faith in Jesus Christ is revealed in love and obedience.
那今早的这个重要的真理就是真切的信心在主耶稣基督里，它所彰显出来的是通过你的爱跟你的顺服。
And it's this journey of obedience that James talks about in chapter 1, verses 19 through 27.
然后这边也是通过了 James, 雅各书一章十九到二十七节。
The word of God is mentioned all throughout this passage. You look at verse 18, verse 21, 22, 23, and 25. It mentions the word of God.
然后这边你看到了从雅各书第一章的十八节、二十一节、二十二节、二十三节、二十五节，这里全部都提到了。关于神在这个教导当中应该让我们怎么样谦卑。
In verses 1 through 18, James answers the question of how we should respond to trials and challenges.
然后在1到18节里头雅各也是回答了就是关于我们对于这样的一个试炼是应该怎么样去回答。
But now here in verses 19 through 27, James addresses how we respond to the truth of God's word.
然后紧接着在19节到27节雅各也是回答了怎么样去对待神的话语去神的这个真理。
And so I want to ask my brother to read this passage. James, if you have your Bible, turn to James chapter 1, verses 19 through 27. And I'll ask my brother to read this for us.
19 to 27.Oh, it's not on it. Well, maybe I should get the book. I'll be back. 好，我把我圣经拿过来一下。
I'm thankful for Peter and just his service in translating.
Amen. 好，那雅各书第一章。然后十九到二十七，我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，因为人的怒火并不成就神的义，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和异于的邪恶，纯温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是要救你们的灵魂的道，只是你们要行道，不是单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全被使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
So how does a follower of Jesus Christ with genuine faith respond to the truth of God's word?
那这样子在跟随神的道，我们是应该怎么样以真切的 心去遵守呢？
That brings us to our first point, that genuine faith receives the word humbly.
那第一点就是一个真正的信心，真切信心是当我们接受神的话语要以一个谦卑的心。
Here in verse 19, James is saying, Church, let's prioritize listening. He also says to be quiet or slow to speak.
我们也看到了在19节雅各说了教会啊，我们要首先来去听，然后我们要慢慢的去说。
He also says, be slow to anger.
他也说了我们要慢慢的动怒。
We must humbly approach the word of God.Laying aside our preconceived notions and putting down our defenses.
而我们也是要以一个谦卑的心，让我们接触神的话语的时候，我们也要把我们的这一种先入为主的罪恶感把它放下来，这样也可以将我们的这个对神的抵触放下。
Don't we often come to God's word talking?
那我们在当我们听到神的道时，我们是不是首先都是去说出来呢？
We're so quick to think about what we want instead of listening to what God wants.
我们一有想法的时候呢，我们总是先说，然后再去听。
We're like people in an argument who are not really listening to one another, but instead we're consumed with formulating what we're going to say in response.
我们就像人在吵架的时候一旦有一些争执，然后他们不会去听对方所说的，反而他们都是以自己的想法将自己所说想要把它方程化，然后说出来，并且他们都是在其中被腐蚀了。
In those moments, it's like we hate listening and we're anxious to argue.
然后我们呢，我们总是不是快快的去听，而是我们或者是慢慢去说，反之我们是很想把自己所说的说出来。
So take for example the end of our passage this morning, verse 27, that says, look after orphans and widows.
然后这边也说了，在27节说到了我们要怎么样去看护就是要看顾那些患难中的孤儿寡妇。
And like in my own experience that I just shared earlier,Oftentimes I immediately start thinking of excuses to reject this.
那就像我刚刚提到了我的经历，关于这节经文我也有相关的经历，然后我立马就想到了我当时是用一个借口把它拒绝掉的。
This has been true of God's people all throughout history.
这样的一个反应在我这边的话也反映出很多的一些人在这个历史当中是怎么样对待神的话语。
Instead of humbly listening,to God's word, his people have resisted it.
本来是应该要一个谦卑的心去听，但是反之他们都是拒绝。
This was the response of God's people to the prophets in the Old Testament who proclaimed his word.
而这边的话也是反映出了神的子民，然后还有他的先知在这个旧约里面是怎么样去宣告他的话语。
This is their response to Jesus when he spoke the words of the Father and to Paul after he preached in the synagogues.
而这边呢是体现在耶稣当他说叙说神的他的父的话的时候。
James says to the people of God, be quick to listen.
而且也体现在了保罗他在教堂里面怎么样去教导，而这边雅各也说了对神的子民说你要静静地听。
Then in verse 21, he tells them to get rid of all moral filth and evil.
刚更正一下，是快快地听。然后这边在21节，他说我们要把这个属世的这些污秽全部都将这些全部都移除掉。
And there's this imagery here, this picture of literally taking off a piece of clothing.
然后这边通过这书上所说的也让我们有这么一个想象力，就是把这个污秽的衣服把它脱下。
The ways of the world are so different than God's ways, aren't they?
然后我觉得 当我们是看这个属世的这些作为的话，他们的方式方法跟神所说的都是很不一样的。
Dear brothers and sisters, what ways of the world are tempting you today?
那弟兄姐妹们，今天神的道还有这属世道，哪些你当你接触到这属世道，哪一些是在诱惑你呢？
Now it's not always the obvious sins that we need to be worried about.
当然我们不是要专注于那些显而易见的罪。
One writer talks about respectable sins that we have in our lives.
有这么一个作者，他说到的是 respectable， 那就是一个被尊崇的这么一个罪。
And when I say respectable sins, I mean those sins that we don't realize, that we don't identify as sin, yet we are guilty of them every day.
这样一个罪恶，我们每一天都是感到就是以此感到每天都是有罪恶感。
It could be in regards to money. It could be in regards to career, status, comfort, safety.
这边可以是诱惑来自于你的金钱，你的这一个安全，还有你的事业相关的。
James tells us to put aside the sinful and selfish ideas of the world and to come humbly to the Word of God.
那雅各就告诉我们要把这世俗的这一切的这些罪都放下来，然后跟从主。
And the second part of verse 21 gives us really good news as James talks about the word that is planted in you and me as followers of Jesus.
然后这边二十一节说到了，作为神的跟从者的话，神的话语是怎么样进入到我们心里面，植入到我们心里面。
Now to grasp what James is referring to when he talks about the planted word,I would like to invite you to look at Jeremiah chapter 31.
然后这边的话，关于雅各书里面提到了怎么样把神的话语植入到我们心里，我们也一起来看一下，耶利米书31章。
Jeremiah the prophet was speaking to a people who were not living up to God's law. In fact, they couldn't keep it.
那耶利米提到了，这些人活在神的话里面，听到了，但是却没有行。
And Jeremiah gives them this promise, the promise of a new covenant.
所以耶利米就说到了，提到了有这么一个新的约。
And so I want to invite you to turn to Jeremiah chapter 31, and I'm going to have Brother Peter read verses 31 through 34 to us.
好，请大家一起来翻到耶利米书的31章，然后我来读一下31节到34节。31节，耶和华说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约，不像我拉着他们祖宗的手领他们出埃及地的时候与他们所立的约。我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约。这是耶和华说的。耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。34节，他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说，你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶。这是耶和华说的。
According to Jeremiah's prophecy, God was going to write His law on the hearts of His people and plant it in their hearts.
那根据耶利米的这一个预言，他说到是神将会把他的律法写入到他的子民的心中，也把这些话语植入到他们的心里。
God put His law on our hearts and His Spirit in our hearts, and the Spirit of God through the Word of God moves us, and we find eternal life in this Word.
神把他律法放在心中，而且他的灵也是同样的放入在我们的心中，而神是借着他的话语 这个灵就进入到我们心里，我们这样就可以通过他的话找到这个永生的道，永生的生命。
The language in this passage is very clear that all of creation is broken and in need of Jesus Christ.
然后这边的语言也是非常的清晰可见，所有的神的所造的物，这个都是有破碎的，但这里都需要耶稣基督。
We can never be saved by working, but instead by receiving the word humbly.
我们如果是想要为了自己的救赎而去行动去工作的话，是徒劳的。我们是没办法得到这永生的道，只能是通过接受他的话语。
And when we receive the word, then we must put that word in faith into action.
当我们听到了，接收了神的话语，而且我们是凭着信心去接收，我们要付诸于行动。
Do you feel like, dear brother and sister, do you feel like you are experiencing the amazing life with Jesus Christ?
那亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你现在是否也经历了神的这么奇妙的这一个信心？
Well, we must choose to receive God's word humbly.
我们应该要选择去谦卑的接受神的话语。
Secondly, genuine faith obeys the word with your whole heart.
那第二点是说到了我们遵从神的话是要有一个专一的心。
Can you remember the last time you did anything with your whole heart?
那这边是全心全意的心。那这边我想问一下Can you ask the question one more time?
Can you remember the last time you did anything with your whole heart?
还记得上一次你去做什么事情是一个专一全心全意的去做，上次这么去行还记不记得呢？
No, you have not really listened to the word if you have not obeyed the word.
如果你没有遵从这样的道的话，那你也是没有听进去行这个道。
When we hear the word of God, we then have a choice to accept it or reject it.
当我们听到神的话的时候，我们是选择要不就是听，要不就拒绝。
If there is no action from the word, then clearly we have rejected it.
但是如果听了以后不去行的话，那很显然我们是已经拒绝了。
And this is the essence of faith, isn't it?
这个就是我们的信心的关键，不是吗？
Those who have accepted Jesus obey Jesus.
那些接受耶稣的将会遵从耶稣。
And to think differently,would be to fool ourselves.
但如果是一个不同的想法去接受的话，那就是我们自己让自己在骗自己。
Look at what James says in verse 23.
我们看一下雅各继续说，在23节说到。
He says that we are blind to our true spiritual condition.
当我们看到面对我们的灵命上的真实的话，其实我们在面对他说是一个盲目的心去面对。
He said we are blind if we claim to have heard and received and accepted the word of God, yet we fail to act on it.
我们是有这么一个条件，我们虽然说是听到了，也是去接受，但我们接受的时候，我们却没有去行出来。
So dear brother and sister, do you take God's word seriously?
所以兄弟姐妹们，当你们接收神的话语的时候，你在听是不是真的？把神的话语非常的这个是不是真的用心的去接受呢？
James' words here sound really familiar to what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount.
所以雅各的话语在这边提到跟耶稣所提到的是相同的。
I'm going to ask Peter to read this passage, Matthew chapter 7.Matthew chapter 7, and you can turn to it in your Bible. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 27.
好，我们到翻到一下马太福音的第七章的21节到27节。凡称呼我主啊主啊的人 不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。24节，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌的很大。
If your spiritual life is built on merely listening to the words of Jesus and not obeying them, then one day your life will eternally and ultimately end in destruction.
如果你灵命上的根基是只是建立在只是听而没有去遵从的话，那么有一天你的生命将会永远或最终将会以一个倒塌为结果。
And here is the danger for some of us, dear friends. Some of us think that we are okay all the way up until that day comes.
所以这边就有一个危险的地方，就是很多我们所想的，想当然只是觉得到他来之前，到神再来之前，我们目前都是状态都是可以接受的。
A pastor once said, to deceive is bad, to deceive yourselves is worse.To deceive yourselves about your soul is worst of all.
这边有一个祭司是这么说的，如果是去欺骗的话本身就是不好，但是欺骗自己的话就相对是更不好，但是如果欺骗自己以至于也欺骗自己的灵，那是最不好的了。
Dear brother and sister, week by week we listen to the word of God.I want to ask you, do you receive it humbly and do you obey it with your whole heart?
那兄弟姐妹们，我想问一下，每一周我们听到神的话的时候，你是真正的以一个谦卑的心去接受，然后遵从，用一个全心全意的心去遵从他吗？
Oftentimes, we live out God's word only when it's convenient and comfortable to us.
当我们是有很多一些时候的时候，我们是活在神的话里面，但是它只是让我们觉得比较方便，比较舒适的。
If this describes you this morning, if this describes me, we must understand that this is not genuine faith.
如果这样的一个形容的话是对的，在做某些形容而且是相称的话，那对于我们的对于这么一个形容，如果你是那样的，那真的跟我们这一个全心全意的信心是相悖的。
James switches here when you look at verse 25 from speaking of the word to describing the perfect law of freedom.
那这边雅各他是换了一种说法，就是形容神的所说的话是一个完美的，在这个自由的是一个自由完美的法律。
And also in this verse, we see a contrast between listening and looking carefully.
然后这边我们也看到一个不同点。Can you repeat one more time?
We see this contrast also in this verse between listening and looking carefully.
然后这边我是听到了一个不同点，就是也提到了听然后去观察神的道。
Because, dear church, it's not enough just for us to hear the word or read the word of God.
那这边的话光是听神道是远远不足的。
Those are good things, but really we must seek to study it, to understand it.
然后我们也应该是听了以后要去学习。
And we must understand it in order to do what it says.
然后也是要心里要有领会，才知道应该怎么样去行。
Now I know sometimes when we start talking about obeying God or His laws, many people automatically jump to, oh, you don't want to be legalistic.
当我们有时候听到神的话语，听到他的律法的时候，很多人就自动就会去想，好像要把它合法化。
But James says here not to turn from the law, for the law is good.
但是雅各也说了，不要背向这些律法，因为律法本身是好的。
The perfect law James refers to here in verse 25 is not the Old Testament law.
这边在25节雅各提到了这个完美的律法，并不是提到了旧约摩西的律法。
But rather the law understood through Jesus Christ.
这个律法其实是借着耶稣基督去领受。
That is the words of Christ and the truth of Christ that free us from slavery to sin and this world.
而这个话语，这个律法是耶稣基督他的真实，他的真理，就是把我们从这一个罪恶的奴仆来从这个世界里面释放出来。
And so James ends verse 25 by telling us glorious blessing is to be experienced when we obey God's word.
然后二十五节也提到了，雅各提到就是一个荣耀的祝福，就是要经历神的话，并且遵从他的话。
And I want to share with all of you some of the greatest blessings in my life have come when I have experienced the truth of God's word.
也是想跟在座的分享，就是当我经历神的话语的时候，这样的一经历了神的恩典。也是在我生命当中是有祝福的。
Will you receive His word humbly and will you obey it with your whole heart?
那当你领受神的话语的时候，你是不是全心全意的去领受并且遵从呢？
And I want to finish our time here with this example of genuine faith here in verse 26 and 27.
然后这边在我们结束今天的讲道的时候，也想要给大家一些例子。在二十六节跟二十七节可以看到。
Now here James, he's referring to ceremonial public worship.
那这边雅各在二十六节、二十七节听到了，在一个仪式上的，就是在教会仪式上的一个敬拜。
And he points out these three examples of genuine faith.
然后有三点提到了，就一个全心全意的一个信心是怎么样的。
The first one is a controlled tongue.
第一点是控制的一个受控的一个舌头。
A controlled tongue displays a changed heart.
一个受控的舌头的话能够显明一个更新的心。
Because it's our words that flow from our heart.
因为是他的话语在我们心里面流荡。
And if you were to look at Matthew chapter 12 verse 36, you can write that down, Matthew chapter 12 verse 36. Jesus says that one day we're going to give an account for every empty word that we have spoken.
那在马太福音12章24节is it chapter, verse 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 36. 因为自己所说的一切交账。
And so I ask you, dear brothers and sisters, what words are in your heart today?
所以我想问一下弟兄姐妹们，今天什么样的话语临到你心里？
Another example of genuine faith is a compassionate ministry.
还有一点能够体现出全心全意的信心，是一个同情心的，就是带着一个热心的传道。
James specifically points to caring for orphans and widows.
这是带着一个体恤的心，我们去帮助那些有需要的人，像孤儿还有寡妇。
And in those times, they were the helpless people in society.
在当时的话，这一类人的话，在当时是非常无助的。
In order to have a compassionate ministry, we must have a heart of love.
当我们要传道去有一个同情心去传道的时候，我们一定要对这一类人的话有个体恤的心。
And we must choose to love like Jesus.
我们也要选择以耶稣的爱去爱他人。
And so I ask you this, what would love require of you today?
那今天想问一下大家，爱又会需要你来做什么呢？
And that third example of genuine faith that James gives us is of a clean life.
那第三点提到，雅各说到一个全心全意的信心，也是体现在一个洁净的生命。
You see, we must be on guard of the schemes of the evil one and the ways of the world.
我们也是要让自己遵从神道，然后要与世界的欺骗相离。
Because dear church, we are holy. We have been set apart.
因为教会是圣洁的，我们已经与这些污秽隔开了。
And so I ask you, Do the people around you see anything different about you? Can they see the difference that God makes in your life?
那我想问一下大家，周围人看你的话，是不是因为你有耶稣基督的生命在里头，看你也是跟看其他人不一样呢？
And so, dear brothers and sisters, I encourage you to receive His word humbly today.
所以，弟兄姐妹们，今天我也是想要鼓励大家以一个谦卑的心去领受神的话。
I encourage you to obey His word with your whole heart.
我也是想鼓励大家领受他的话以一个全心全意的信心。
And may you experience the amazing blessing of life following Jesus.
这样的话，当你领受了、接受并且去行的话，你在自己一个过程当中是在经历神的恩典。
Let's pray.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father God, thank you for your word.
天父啊，非常感谢你今天给我们的话语。
God, help us to receive it humbly.
请教导我们能够以一个谦卑的心去领受。
And God, help us to obey it with our whole heart.
也让我们能够有一个全心全意专注您的心去领受。
And I pray, God, that as we live out your word, that you may be glorified.
你让我们知道，当我们是领受的话，并且去行，我们也是因此来荣耀您。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
我拒绝了神的话语。
And I rejected the word of God because of my own selfishness and my desire for comfort and safety.
我拒绝神的话语是因为我的自私还有我自己的欲望所导致我想要自己感到舒适。
And ultimately God dealt with my heart.
然后最终神对我进行了一些作为。
And we decided to move forward with adopting a child.
然后最后我们决定领养一个孩子。
And so I could go on to talk about all the ways that God has provided for us, as we ultimately decided to start this process of adopting a little girl.
然后我们最后的决策也是因为神的作为让我感到，所以我跟妻子最后决定去领养一个孩子。
In the same way, I could go on to talk about the many other areas of my life that God is still refining to conform to His word.
然后我也是可以讲到其他的一些地方，但神也借此来通过其他的地方来让我知道，来重新塑造我，让我能够尊崇他。
But one of the clear lessons that my wife and I have come to learn in this process is that we never want to be content with simply hearing and knowing about the Word of God and not acting on it.
那在这里的话，我跟我妻子 Debbie 一起学到了这一个功课，就是我们在这一个当中这个过程当中，我们不能满足于只是神的话语，只是听到了知道了神的话而不去行。
We don't want to reject God's word, even when it's hard, even when it requires sacrifice. We want to obey no matter what.
而我们不是应该要拒绝神的话语，即使我们听到了是非常的困难的去行，而且需要很多的牺牲，但是我们一定要去遵从。
Because following Jesus is more important than following anyone and anything else in the world.
因为跟随耶稣是非常困难的，比跟随其他的人在这世界中更为困难，更为重要。
And here's the key truth that I want to share with you this morning.
然后今天今早的重要的信息是在这。
Genuine faith in Jesus Christ is revealed in love and obedience.
那今早的这个重要的真理就是真切的信心在主耶稣基督里他所彰显出来的是通过你的爱跟你的顺服。
And it's this journey of obedience that James talks about in chapter 1, verses 19 through 27.
然后这边也是通过了 James, 雅各书一章十九到二十七节。
The word of God is mentioned all throughout this passage. You look at verse 18, verse 21, 22, 23, and 25. It mentions the word of God.
然后这边你看到了从雅各书第一章的十八节、二十一节、二十二节、二十三节、二十五节，自己全部都提到了关于神在这个教导当中应该让我们怎么样谦卑。
In verses 1 through 18, James answers the question of how we should respond to trials and challenges.
然后在1到18节里头雅各也是回答了就是关于我们对于这样的一个试炼是应该怎么样去回答。
But now here in verses 19 through 27, James addresses how we respond to the truth of God's word.
然后紧接着在19节到27节雅各也是回答了怎么样去对待神的话语去神的这个真理。
And so I want to ask my brother to read this passage. James, if you have your Bible, turn to James chapter 1, verses 19 through 27. And I'll ask my brother to read this for us.
19 to 27. Oh, it's not on it. Well, maybe I should get the book. I'll be back.好，我把我圣经拿过来一下。
I'm thankful for Peter and just his service in translating.
Amen. 好，那雅各书第一章，然后十九到二十七。我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，因为人的怒火并不成就神的义，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和异于的邪恶，纯温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是要救你们的灵魂的道，只是你们要行道，不是单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全被使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
So how does a follower of Jesus Christ with genuine faith respond to the truth of God's word?
那这样子在跟随神的道我们是应该怎么样以真切的 心去遵守呢?
And that brings us to our first point, that genuine faith receives the word humbly.
那第一点就是一个真正的信心真切信心是当我们接受神的话语要以一个谦卑的心。
Here in verse 19, James is saying, Church, let's prioritize listening. He also says to be quiet or slow to speak.
我们也看到了在19节雅各说了教会啊我们要首先来去听然后我们要慢慢的去说。
He also says, be slow to anger.
他也说了我们要慢慢的动怒。
We must humbly approach the word of God.Laying aside our preconceived notions and putting down our defenses.
而我们也是要以一个谦卑的心让我们接触神的话语的时候我们也要把我们的这一种 先入为主的罪恶感把它放下来，这样也可以将我们的这个对神的抵触放下。
Don't we often come to God's word talking?
那我们在当我们听到神的道时，我们是不是首先都是去说出来呢？
We're so quick to think about what we want instead of listening to what God wants.
我们一有想法的时候呢，我们总是先说然后再去听。
We're like people in an argument who are not really listening to one another, but instead we're consumed with formulating what we're going to say in response.
我们就像人在吵架的时候一旦有一些争执，然后他们不会去听对方所说的，反而他们都是以自己的想法将自己所说的想要把它方程化，然后说出来，并且他们都是在其中被腐蚀了。
In those moments, it's like we hate listening and we're anxious to argue.
然后我们呢，我们总是不是快快的去听，而是我们或者是慢慢去说。反之，我们是很想把自己所说的说出来。
So take for example the end of our passage this morning, verse 27. It says, "Look after orphans and widows."
然后这边也说了，在二十七节说到了我们要怎么样去看护，就是要看顾那些患难中的孤儿寡妇。
And like in my own experience that I just shared earlier, oftentimes I immediately start thinking of excuses to reject this.
那就像我刚刚提到了我的经历，关于这节经文，我也有相关经历，然后我立马就想到了，我当时是用一个借口把它拒绝掉的。
This has been true of God's people all throughout history.
这样的一个反应在我这边的话也反映出很多的一些人在这个历史当中是怎么样对待神的话语。
Instead of humbly listening to God's word, his people have resisted it.
本来是应该要一个谦卑的心去听，但是反之他们都是拒绝。
This was the response of God's people to the prophets in the Old Testament who proclaimed his word.
而这边的话也是反映出了神的子民，然后还有他的先知在这个旧约里面是怎么样去宣告他的话语。
This is their response to Jesus when he spoke the words of the Father and to Paul after he preached in the synagogues.
而这边呢是体现在耶稣当他说叙说神的他的父的话的时候。
James says to the people of God, be quick to listen.
而且也体现在了保罗他在教堂里面怎么样去教导，而这边雅各也说了对神的子民说你要静静的听。
Then in verse 21, he tells them to get rid of all moral filth and evil.
刚更正一下，是快快的听。然后这边在21节他说我们要把这个属世的这些污秽全部都将这些全部都移除掉。
And there's this imagery here, this picture of literally taking off a piece of clothing.
然后这边通过这书上所说的也让我们有这么一个想象力，就是把这个污秽的衣服把它脱下。
The ways of the world are so different than God's ways, aren't they?
然后我觉得当我们是看这个属世的这些作为的话，他们的方式方法跟神所说的都是很不一样的。
Dear brothers and sisters, what ways of the world are tempting you today?
那弟兄姐妹们，今天神的道还有这属世道，哪些你当你接触到这属世道，哪一些是在诱惑你呢？
Now it's not always the obvious sins that we need to be worried about.
当然我们不是要专注于那些显而易见的罪。
One writer talks aboutrespectable sins that we have in our lives.
有这么一个作者他说到是 respectable, 那就是一个被尊崇的这么一个罪。
And when I say respectable sins, I mean those sins that we don't realize, that we don't identify as sin, yet we are guilty of them every day.
这样一个罪恶 我们每一天都是感到就是以此感到每天都是有罪恶感。
It could be in regards to money. It could be in regards to career, status, comfort, safety.
这边可以是诱惑来自于你的金钱，你的这一个安全，还有你的事业相关的。
James tells us to put aside the sinful and selfish ideas of the world and to come humbly to the Word of God.
那雅各就告诉我们要把这世俗的这一切的这些罪都放下来，然后跟从主。
And the second part of verse 21 gives us really good news as James talks about the word that is planted in you and me as followers of Jesus.
然后这边二十一节说到了，作为神的跟从者的话，神的话语是怎么样进入到我们心里面，植入到我们心里面。
Now, to grasp what James is referring to when he talks about the planted word,I would like to invite you to look at Jeremiah chapter 31.
然后这边的话关于雅各书里面提到了怎么样把神的话语植入到我们心里，我们也一起来看一下耶利米书31章。
Jeremiah the prophet was speaking to a people who were not living up to God's law. In fact, they couldn't keep it.
那耶利米提到了这些人活在神的话里面，听到了但是却没有行。
And Jeremiah gives them this promise, the promise of a new covenant.
所以耶利米就说到了，提到了有这么一个新的约。
And so I want to invite you to turn to Jeremiah chapter 31, and I'm going to have Brother Peter read verses 31 through 34 to us.
好，请大家一起来翻到耶利米书的31章，然后我来读一下31节到34节。三十一节，耶和华说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约，不像我拉着他们祖宗的手领他们出埃及地的时候与他们所立的约。我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约。这是耶和华说的。耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。34节，他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说，你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶。这是耶和华说的。
According to Jeremiah's prophecy, God was going to write His law on the hearts of His people and plant it in their hearts.
那根据耶利米的这一个预言，他说到是神将会把他的律法写入到他的子民的心中，也把这些话语植入到他们的心里。
God put His law on our hearts and His Spirit in our hearts, and the Spirit of God through the Word of God moves us, and we find eternal life in this Word.
神把他的律法放在心中，而且他的灵也是同样的放入在我们的心中。而神是借着他的话语，这个灵就进入到我们心里，我们这样就可以通过他的话找到这个永生的道，永生的生命。
The language in this passage is very clear that all of creation is broken and in need of Jesus Christ.
然后这边的语言也是非常的清晰可见，所有的神的所造的物，这个都是有破碎的，但这里都需要耶稣基督。
We can never be saved by working, but instead by receiving the word humbly.
我们如果是想要为了自己的救赎而去行动去工作的话，是徒劳的。我们是没办法得到这永生的道，只能是通过接受他的话语。
And when we receive the word, then we must put that word in faith into action.
当我们听到了，接受了神的话语，而且我们是凭着信心去接收，我们要付诸于行动。
Do you feel like, dear brother and sister, do you feel like you are experiencing the amazing life with Jesus Christ?
那亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你现在是否也经历了神的这么奇妙的这一个信心？
Well, we must choose to receive God's word humbly.
我们应该要选择去谦卑地接受神的话语。
Secondly, genuine faith obeys the word with your whole heart.
那第二点是说到了我们遵从神的话是要有一个专一的心。
Can you remember the last time you did anything with your whole heart?
那我们这边是全心全意的心。那这边我想问一下Can you ask the question one more time?
Can you remember the last time you did anything with your whole heart?
还记得上一次你去做做什么事情是一个专一全心全意的去做，上一次这么去行，还记不记得呢？
No, you have not really listened to the word if you have not obeyed the word.
如果你没有遵从这样的道的话，那你也是没有听进去行这个道。
When we hear the word of God, we then have a choice to accept it or reject it.
当我们听到神的话的时候，我们是选择要不就是听，要不就拒绝。
If there is no action from the word, then clearly we have rejected it.
但是如果听了以后不去行的话，那很显然我们是已经拒绝了。
And this is the essence of faith, isn't it?
这个就是我们的信心的关键，不是吗？
Those who have accepted Jesus obey Jesus.
那些接受耶稣的将会遵从耶稣。
And to think differently would be to fool ourselves.
但如果是一个不同的想法去接受的话，那就是我们自己让自己在骗自己。
Look at what James says in verse 23.
我们看一下雅各继续说，在23节说到。
He says that we are blind to our true spiritual condition.
当我们看到面对我们的灵命上的真实的话，其实我们在面对他的时候是一个盲目的心去面对。
He said we're blind if we claim to have heard and received and accepted the word of God, yet we fail to act on it.
我们是有这么一个条件，我们虽然说是听到了，也去接受，但我们接受的时候，我们却没有去行出来。
So dear brother and sister, do you take God's word seriously?
所以兄弟姐妹们，当你们接收神的话语的时候，你在听是不是真的把神的话语非常的这个，是不是真的用心的去接收呢？
James' words here sound really familiar to what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount.
所以雅各的话语在这边提到跟耶稣所提到的是相同的。
I'm going to ask Peter to read this passage, Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, and you can turn to it in your Bible. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 27.
好，我们到翻到一下马太福音的第七章的21节到27节。凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。24节。所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌的很大。
If your spiritual life is built on merely listening to the words of Jesus and not obeying them, then one day your life will eternally and ultimately end in destruction.
如果你灵命上的根基是只是建立在只是听而没有去遵从的话，那么有一天你的生命将会永远或者最终将会以一个倒塌为结果。
And here is the danger for some of us, dear friends. Some of us think that we are okay all the way up until that day comes.
所以这边就有一个危险的地方，就是很多我们所想的，想当然只是觉得到他来之前，到神再来之前，我们目前都是状态都是可以接受的。
A pastor once said, to deceive is bad, to deceive yourselves is worse, to deceive yourselves about your soul is worst of all.
这边有一个技师是这么说的，如果是去欺骗的话本身就是不好，但是欺骗自己的话就相对是更不好，但是如果欺骗自己以至于也欺骗自己的灵，那是最不好的了。
Dear brother and sister, week by week we listen to the word of God. I want to ask you, do you receive it humbly and do you obey it with your whole heart?
那兄弟姐妹们，我想问一下，每一周每一周我们听到神的话的时候，你是真正的以一个谦卑的心去接受，然后遵从，用一个全心全意的心去遵从他吗？
Oftentimes,We live out God's word only when it's convenient and comfortable to us.
当我们是有很多一些时候的时候，我们是活在神的话里面，但是它只是让我们觉得比较方便、比较舒适的。
If this describes you this morning, if this describes me, we must understand that this is not genuine faith.
如果这样的一个形容的话是对的，在做某些形容而且是相称的话，那对于我们的对于这么一个形容，如果你是那样的，那真的跟我们这一个全心全意的信心是相悖的。
James switches here when you look at verse 25 from speaking of the word to describing the perfect law of freedom.
那这边雅各他是换着说，换了一种说法，就是形容神的所说的话是一个完美的，在这个自由的是一个自由完美的法律。
And also in this verse we see a contrast between listening and looking carefully.
然后这边我们也看到一个不同点。Sorry, can you repeat what I'm saying?
We see this contrast also in this verse between listening and looking carefully.
然后这边我是听到了一个不同点，就是你提到了听，然后去观察神的道。
Because, dear church, it's not enough just for us to hear the word or read the word of God.
那这边的话，光是听神道是远远不足的。
Those are good things, but really we must seek to study it, to understand it.
然后我们也应该是听了以后要去学习。
And we must understand it in order to do what it says.
然后也是要心里要有领会，才知道应该怎么样去行。
Now I know sometimes when we start talking about obeying God or His laws, many people automatically jump to, you don't want to be legalistic.
当我们有时候听到神的话语，听到他的律法的时候，很多人就自动就会去想好像要把它合法化。
But James says here not to turn from the law, for the law is good.
但是雅各也说了不要背向这些律法，因为律法本身是好的。
The perfect law James refers to here in verse 25 is not the Old Testament law.
这边在二十五节，雅各提到了这个完美的律法，并不是提到了旧约摩西的律法。
But rather the law understood through Jesus Christ.
这个律法其实是借着耶稣基督去领受。
That is the words of Christ and the truth of Christ that free us from slavery to sin and this world.
而这个话语，这个律法是耶稣基督他的真实，他的真理。 就是把我们从这一个罪恶的奴仆来从这个世界里面释放出来。
And so James ends verse 25 by telling us glorious blessing is to be experienced when we obey God's word.
然后二十五节也提到了雅各提到就是一个荣耀的祝福就是要经历神的话并且遵从他的话。
And I want to share with all of you some of the greatest blessings in my life have come when I have experienced the truth of God's word.
也是想跟在座的分享就是当我经历神的话语的时候这样的一经历了神的恩典也是在我生命当中是有祝福的。
Will you receive his word humbly and will you obey it with your whole heart?
那当你领受神的话语的时候你是不是全心全意的去领受并且遵从呢？
And I want to finish our time here with this example of genuine faith here in verse 26 and 27.
然后这边在我们结束今天的讲道的时候也想要给大家一些例子在26节跟27节可以看到。
Now here James, he's referring to ceremonial public worship.
那这边雅各在26节27节听到了在一个仪式上的就是在教会仪式上的一个敬拜。
And he points out these three examples of genuine faith.
然后有三点提到了就一个全心全意的一个信心是怎么样的。
The first one is a controlled tongue.
第一点是控制的一个所控的受控的一个舌头。
A controlled tongue displays a changed heart.
一个受控的舌头的话能够显明一个更新的心。
Because it's our words that flow from our heart.
因为是他的话语在我们心里面流荡。
And if you were to look at Matthew chapter 12 verse 36, you can write that down, Matthew chapter 12 verse 36. Jesus says that one day we're going to give an account for every empty word that we have spoken.
那在马太福音十二章二十四节，二十四节 ，the chapter verse 36，36，36，36节，十二章36节提到是，当我们有一天到神面的时候，我们会因为自己所说的一切交账。
And so I ask you, dear brothers and sisters, what words are in your heart today?
所以我想问一下弟兄姐妹们今天什么样的话语临到你心里
Another example of genuine faith is a compassionate ministry.
还有一点能够体现出全心全意的信心是一个同情心的就是带着一个热心的传道。
James specifically points to caring for orphans and widows.
就是带着一个体恤的心我们去帮助那些有需要的人像孤儿还有寡妇。
And in those times, they were the helpless people in society.
在当时的话这一类人的话在当时是非常无助的。
In order to have a compassionate ministry, we must have a heart of love.
当我们要传道去有一个同情心去传道的时候我们一定要对这一类人的话有个体恤的心。
And we must choose to love like Jesus.
我们也要选择以耶稣的爱去爱他人。
And so I ask you this, what would love require of you today?
那今天想问一下大家，爱又会需要你来做什么呢？
And that third example of genuine faith that James gives us is of a clean life.
那第三点提到，雅各说到一个全心全意的信心也是体现在一个洁净的生命。
You see, we must be on guard of the schemes of the evil one and the ways of the world.
我们也是要让自己遵从神道然后要与世界的欺骗相离。
Because dear church, we are holy. We have been set apart.
因为教会是圣洁的我们已经与这些污秽隔开了。
And so I ask you, do the people around you see anything different about you? Can they see the difference that God makes in your life?
那我想问一下大家，周围人看你的话，是不是因为你有耶稣基督的生命在里头，看你也是跟看其他人不一样呢？
And so, dear brothers and sisters, I encourage you to receive His word humbly today.
所以，弟兄姐妹们，今天我也是想要鼓励大家以一个谦卑的心去领受神的话。
I encourage you to obey His word with your whole heart.
我也是想要鼓励大家领受他的话，以一个全心全意的信心。
And may you experience the amazing blessing of life following Jesus.
这样的话，当你领受了、接受并且去行的话，你在自己一个过程当中是在经历神的恩典。
Let's pray.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father God, thank you for your word.
天父啊，非常感谢你今天给我们的话语。
God, help us to receive it humbly.
请教导我们能够以一个谦卑的心去领受。
And God, help us to obey it with our whole heart.
也让我们能够有一个全心全意专注您的心去领受。
And I pray, God, that as we live out your word, that you may be glorified.
也让我们知道当我们是领受的话并且去行，我们也是因此来荣耀您。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.